is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am joining you from the Bermuda Triangle Research Base here in Puerto Rico. And I have producer Forrest Connor along with investigator Shelley Wright at the flagship Asheville station, News Radio 570 WWNC. And, of course, I want to reiterate that, you know, we often call this the show that digs into the summit of mankind's enlightenment and then into the pit of his depravity. And, boy, tonight's a good representation of that. Investigator Shelley Wright, we talked the whole last hour about gold and finances and how a lot of this stuff relates to ultimately alien interaction. Well, you are a day-to-day expert, a connoisseur, an aficionado when it comes to silver and gold. How are things going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Things are very busy. They are extremely busy, and I am very happy about that.
Well, you know, I tell everybody seriously, if you listen to the last hour of the show, you should realize why you should start stocking up some silver and gold right now, because I predict, and a lot of other people who are keeping an eye on what's happening here, that the prices are going to start going up very soon, and now is a good time to buy. Are a lot of people coming in and buying at Wright's Coin Shop because they know that it's going to go up, Shelley?
They are. They know it's going to go up. They know they need to do something because it's really not safe to leave their money in the bank or in the stock market. They don't know what's going to happen there, but at least when you come in and you get gold and silver, you have something physical. You can put your money down and you can take something of intrinsic value with you and go hide it somewhere.
You know, I recently posted on my Facebook page, and by the way, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you can find links to Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. I posted that I get a lot of emails from people who listen to this show, and they ask me, rather unabashedly, what does Shelley Wright look like? And the good news is now it's easy to find out. You go to WrightsCoinShop.com, W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com, and you can find the address, the phone number, all that kind of information, but most importantly, a photograph of Shelley Wright is on the website. It's linked up at SpeakingOfStrange.com. For those who are not in a position to access the Internet, how can they contact you and find you, Shelley?
Call me. Call me at 828-298-5402 and just come and see me. 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So, again, if you're in the Asheville, North Carolina area, you can go to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. Very easy to find. It's a few miles from the Biltmore Estate. Or just call up and ask for Shelley Wright. 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. You know, Shelley, I've talked to you before about the fact that it's one thing to purchase a product like gold coins, silver coins, whatever, turn them around, sell them, make a little profit, but I think you should open up a massage booth there at Wright's Coin Shop, because all that takes is a little bit of time from you, a little bit of hand strength, and that's pure profit. Is that ever going to happen, or are we going to see masseuse Shelley Wright?
Yeah, I don't really see that happening. I really don't.
Well, maybe I can change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me just give you a demonstration of just how valuable a masseuse, a massage business can be, okay? Now, again, this is the Dark 30 hour, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Tune out if you don't want to hear some of this kind of news. Here's a story from Las Vegas. a 66-year-old man went into his hotel bar, and he met a lady there who apparently told him that she does private massages for $300 a pop. So he promptly hired this 25-year-old female masseuse to come back to his room to give him a massage. Now, this guy was apparently quite wealthy because he stripped down to whatever degree was necessary except for the $35,000 Rolex that he was wearing on his wrist. And she, of course, told him, according to the report here, that he was not going to be getting a proper massage unless the Rolex was removed, because that was going to block, I guess, this crucial wrist area, which she needed to massage. So she removed the $35,000 Rolex and proceeded to massage his arms. Now, the man claims he tried to keep his Rolex in sight, but noticed about 5 to 7 minutes later that it was missing. So it was just the two of them in the room. He asked her where the Rolex was. She didn't know. I guess it had mysteriously dematerialized, or maybe it was teleported into one of these quantum entanglements that we were talking about. Well, the guy then called hotel security. They came to the room. She started to push her way out of the room. They put her in handcuffs, called the cops. The Vegas police arrived. She had a different story. She claimed that, well, the guy just got upset because she wouldn't perform certain acts on him. They thoroughly searched the room, but the $35,000 Rolex could not be found. So she ended up being arrested. They took her back to the station, and eventually they say she admitted that, well, she did have the watch. And guess where she had hidden it?
Bum, bum, bum.
So she had a $35,000 Rolex stuffed in her. They did an X-ray. Yeah, hopefully gold is corrosion resistant. Especially since she was a Las Vegas, shall we say, Las Vegas employee. And they did an X-ray of her, revealing the watch was indeed stuffed in there. And apparently they did remove it while an officer witnessed the entire thing. So see there how quickly a $300 business deal can escalate to a $35,000 opportunity. Shelly, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, all I have to do is just shove it up my bum, right?
Hand me my watch back, Shelly.
it was not her bum. It was...
Figure of speech.
Ladies have more options than men. You know, probably that was the most valuable thing she'd ever had in there, as a matter of fact, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
This guy that had all this money, he wasn't so bright.
No. I mean, well, anybody who wears something of that value to their Las Vegas hotel bar is probably inviting a lot of undesirable predicaments, I would say. All right, let's go to a story that's a little bit closer to home. Oh, this is one that you should like, Forrest, because it's from Forest City, North Carolina.
Okay, one county over, two counties over.
All right. A pastor there, according to WLOS, has been arrested and charged with sexual battery. Police say the minister drove to a local motel, parked his car, walked up, and knocked on a random door of a woman staying at a motel in Gaston County and asked her for sex. He then allegedly just tossed a $20 bill at her and said, hey, there's more.
Where that came from.
We know that old line. Hey, were you there, Forrest? Was that what they call this, Forrest City?
Well, you know, I got to keep my sources on the DL, you know.
You've got one of those little Universal Life Church minister cards, don't you?
I do.
See, now the pieces are falling into place. Yeah, he tossed the 20, said there's more where this comes from, and told her she better start stripping quick, and then forced his way into the room, and they say he jumped on her. The woman was visiting family from out of town and was staying in the room with her four-month-old baby. He later told authorities that he allowed the devil to motivate his mind and make him try to find a hooker.
The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it.
Yep, that rascally old devil, he's at it again. And, but, you know, the thing that's especially disturbing about it is that it's not that unexpected that a minister or any other dude out there might decide he's going to go find himself a hooker. But why would you just knock on a random door at a motel and force your way in and, you know, commit what amounts to a very terrifying criminal act? I don't know. Goodness. Okay, we're already coming up on our first break here. When we come back, I'm going to give you a story that I don't know if I should say. Well, I guess it bears some similarities from Georgia. And it brings up the majesty of a good old cowboy hat. And then also, I'm going to tell you what happened to a woman in Spain who decided to make love in an unconventional situation. And we'll call this a warning and something you might want to keep in mind when you're choosing your boyfriend. This is the Dark 30 Hour, when we talk about the more outrageous and controversial stuff. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we will continue on Speaking of Strange right after these messages.
And it starts sometime around midnight. Stranger in the air. A
am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And let me also tell those of you who may have missed the first hour of the show that I am attempting to arrange a fun trip for later this year. Of course, the last Hobbit movie is coming out in December, so this November I'm trying to arrange a trip called In the Footsteps of the Hobbit, where basically you get to go with me and party in New Zealand, and we are going to bounce around and visit some of the sets where Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit were filmed and see some of these breathtaking, sweeping vistas that you have enjoyed on the big screen. We need a minimum of 20 people or 10 couples to sign up in order to make this happen, and we're going to cut it off at 25 people. If you want to do this, it will be 8 nights in New Zealand and 3 tours to movie sets, and the price for everything except your meals will be approximately $3,950. That's $3,950, and you can make payments. So if you are interested in doing that, email me as soon as possible at shadowboxent@gmail.com. My company is Shadowbox Enterprises, so again, that's shadowboxent@gmail.com. Let me know that you're serious about doing this, and if so, we'll put you on the list and keep you informed of how things develop, and it should be one of those things you'll do in your life that you'll just never forget. Just a fun time. And I'm sure we'll also dig into a lot of the mysticism and folklore that plays into the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit. We're going to talk about little people, dragons, magic, wizards, a lot of mythology. So, you know, you can imagine with me there, we're going to be digging into some crazy stuff. So this is the Dark 30 Hour. You should tune out if you don't want to hear some of the more sordid and seedy stuff in the news. This is not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. That's why we save this kind of material for late at night. Here's a story from Spain. You know, people love to get together and have sex in unusual places. And I mean, everybody probably has some kind of a story about, well, I don't know if everybody, but a lot of people have some kind of a story about getting it on in some bizarre location under some unusual circumstances. Usually it happens when you're a teenager or you're very young and spontaneous, and you may not have a good place. Because, you know, as you get older, you don't have that sense of adventure anymore. I mean, Forrest, would you like to admit to a strange location where you've gotten it on in your life?
I'll admit to a strange location, but I'm not going to say where. It's been.
Well, that's not admitting.
Exactly. Well, no, I'm admitting that yes, that there has been activity in a strange location for me, and I'm sure you have also.
Was yours indoor or outdoors?
Yes.
Which one?
Yes.
Was it outdoors?
Both.
Oh, so you have more than one story to speak of.
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Investigator Shelley Wright?
I am not going to answer this question any other way than Forrest has.
Mm. All right. Well, in that case, you know, at some point, maybe what we'll do someday, we'll all write down one experience, but we won't put our name to it, and we'll just throw it in a hat, and I'll pull them out, and I'll read the experiences, but people will just have to guess whose experience it was.
Okay.
But along those lines, here's a story from Spain. They say, it's tough to imagine an outdoor tryst ending much worse than this. A 21-year-old woman and her boyfriend decided to have sex on top of a boarded-up 50-foot well shaft. You want to predict where this is going? The boards became loose during their lovemaking, and the woman fell into the well, into the water, 30 feet below. Okay, now, so imagine that, right in the throes of passion.
She
all
got
of a
the
sudden,
shaft.
Truer words have never been spoken. But this is not the kind of shaft she was looking for that night. Crack, boom, bang, and splash. 30 feet into the water. You know what her partner did? He took off. He just ran from the scene. What is that, an undesirable quality in a man, Shelley?
Yes, it's a very undesirable quality in a man. And when I climbed out of that well and I found him, I would beat him to within an inch of his life.
Well, she may not have climbed out of that well, but I guess at very least we can say they think he may have been the one to place an anonymous call that led firefighters to the scene. They looked down inside, found her clinging to the side of the well. They rescued her, brought her to a hospital, treated her for symptoms of hypothermia. She was released the next morning, and firefighters put out a statement warning similarly frisky couples that there are other covered water well shafts in the area. And if you think this kind of thing is rare, a Chicago ER doctor told ABC News in December that he typically sees two sex-related injuries every week.
Only two?
Only two?
Yeah. You would, I'm sure that a lot of people come in with injuries and probably don't admit that they were sex-related. It's like all those guys who slip in the shower and end up with the shampoo bottle lodged in their behinds.
Right? At a medium pace.
Precisely. Or, you know, shampoo bottle, that's pretty docile. You know our favorite, the totem pole of Barbie doll heads that ended up in one man's rectum. Here's a story from Johns Creek, Georgia. Police there have corralled a man accused of a wild and wacky crime, breaking into homes wearing nothing but a cowboy hat. The 21-year-old man, he was arrested.
Guys. Mm-hmm.
More than a dozen charges against him, including two counts of burglary, criminal trespass, indecent exposure. They say he had a crime spree on his hands. He stole a car, and his escapades just got weirder from there. One woman says, quote, he was completely naked, wearing only a cowboy hat. Her daughter was the first to see the suspect in all his glory. She said he looked at us, smiled, and said, howdy. So, yeah, you're right, Forrest. He was wearing the cowboy hat and a smile, completely in his role. The guy, of course, has been arrested, and he's in trouble for various things. I don't know. It seems like cowboy hats just inspire people and empower men to do things that are risky, like jumping on bulls.
You know, I wouldn't say it's just cowboy hats. I mean, you've had several stories lately where people feel emboldened to do things because of, like cheese or other strange things. It's not just the hats.
Well, you know, to prove that even the Dark 30 Hour has some merit, when we return from this break, I have a public service announcement that I'm going to read to you. And this is a real newsletter that I received not too long ago. And it is about a man who went to the hospital to, quote, find his testicles. I will explain when we come back on the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You need to hear this on Speaking of Strange.
Je vais prendre ta douleur. best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo! Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Now I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella. Cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No, no, no. God, no.
You're my friend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend. Red Solo Cup.
Hey, welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. We call it the Dark 30 Hour because this is when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Some of it's a little sordid and seedy, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Consider that your warning. Tune out now if you don't want to hear that kind of material that we save here for late at night. This evening's show brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And I also wanted to make sure you all visit joshuapwarren.com. There is a new movie out this weekend in various cities around the country called Alien Abduction. I'm in that movie. Angela Moore is in that movie, the Hillbilly Psychic. And the booklet that I wrote about the Brown Mountain Lights, a viewing guide, is something you can read for free. The PDF is posted at joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. Go there and check it out. And while you're there, please click the links and watch the videos to the cool stuff like the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator. Save $200 on that right now. Or also the Wishing Machine. What is a wishing machine? Go watch the video. You'll find out. Before the break, I mentioned a public service announcement. Now, I recently received a newsletter from a man who has been on Speaking of Strange before, and frankly, it'd probably be fine for me to give out his name, but I prefer not to. And he has an e-newsletter that goes out to goodness knows how many people. And I received this, and I was just amazed by the content. And but he sent it out as a public service announcement, so I'm just going to read this for you verbatim as it was written, and I promise you this is true. This is serious, okay? This is not a joke. Here's what his newsletter said. As many of you know, I am dealing with my whacked out hormones, with my estrogen level at 680 and my free testosterone at 12. Whereas the reverse should be the reality of my being. More than 40 years ago, I had to go to the hospital to find my testicles, which they did not find the first time. They still do not know what is in my sacs, since it seems to one in one and two in the other. I knew I was in trouble when my breasts kept enlarging and my penis kept shrinking to nearly nothing. The following article is very informative and proves many of the truths which I've been reading about and hearing from my doctor. I'm receiving one shot a month of testosterone of 1,000 milligrams and taking a pill to stop estrogen production, which has not worked very well. These shots have allowed my penis to regain at least 2 to 3 inches, whereas before, I could not even find it. Everyone needs to have their hormones checked, male and female, just to see what our environmental conditions are doing to our bodies inside out. So, Forrest, are you ready to run to the doctor? What, no comments?
I'm just stunned by the the honesty. Wow.
What happened to Forrest? Is he there?
I think something has happened to his microphone.
Okay, he's shriveled into the background. You need some shots, Forrest. So I've done my part. I've passed it along.
Wow.
All right, let's move on to some more stories. Here is one from Lakewood, from Lakewood, New Jersey. A 31-year-old was found naked under a stairwell, chewing glass and cigarette tobacco. Now, let me repeat that. Chewing glass and cigarette tobacco. Officers were called to an apartment complex after receiving reports of a naked man riding a tricycle around the complex and singing loudly. When the officers questioned the man, he allegedly admitted to smoking cocaine and said that when he gets really messed up, there's no telling what kind of stupid stuff he might do. He was transported to a local hospital and arrested for minor cuts, and he was charged with a number of things. They gave him some clothes before posing for his mug shot. So how about that? Naked man on tricycle arrested for alleged cocaine use.
All he needs to be is in a clown outfit.
That's what they should have stuffed him in for his mugshot.
True.
I wonder if the creepy clown is still popping up around New Jersey now. Or no, it was Staten Island, wasn't it? I haven't heard an update on that. Okay, here is a porn star story. This comes to us via the Huffington Post regarding the state of Nebraska. Let's see here. A Nebraska woman began serving a jail sentence for posing for nude photos on the grounds of the Catholic high school she had once attended. She is known to fans of her X-rated work as Val Midwest. Okay, I never heard of her. Have you, Forrest? Val Midwest?
No.
We'll have to look that one up. She began serving a 45 county jail. She said, quote, "I'm taking it as a really bad vacation.
And I'm taking it you got a really bad connection right now because you're not coming through, Joshua."
Definitely bringing the hammer.
And...
Oh, really?
Well, yes, okay.
Maybe that's for the best. How do I sound now?
Maybe. Go ahead and just let's continue
with this.
Let's continue with this.
I'm back?
Yes.
All right. We'll give it a shot. And let me remind everybody, I am here in Puerto Rico. I'm thousands of miles away, out in the middle of the ocean. I'm between the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea, so that's why we have connection issues sometimes. So anyway, this woman, who's apparently a porn star, is serving time in jail for nude photos she shot on the grounds of the Catholic high school she once attended. She says that she had photos of herself taken there on campus as revenge against students and teachers who ridiculed her for appearing in pornography, and so she said she porned the school. So that's the term, porning the school. The steamy shots of the 19-year-old appeared on her website, and, well, that's why she's in trouble. One last story before we go to break here. This is from the town of Bunnell, Florida. This is a disgusting one. Florida police officer arrested on allegations he posed as a teenage girl on Facebook to get boys to send him photographs. The man was accused of using a photo of himself in drag. And let's see here, an investigation began in December after they started getting some complaints. And he admitted to creating it. And this guy, now imagine this, police officer dressing up as a girl and asking for boys to send photographs of their private parts. Other things he was asking on top of that, they say, were hard to believe. It's not even cited. The man was suspended without pay from the police department. They say he had a spotless record. He'd even worked at three other police agencies. Now he's been booked into the detention center. It's always sad and disturbing when you hear that police officers who are granted with that level of authority are doing these terrible things. When we come back, the three stories I have saved for the end of the program. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Yeah.
up tonight's program. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. And we call this the Dark 30 Hour because this is your warning. We talk about some of the more outrageous and sordid material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out for the next few minutes if you don't want to hear that kind of stuff. I also want to let you know that we are going to do our best to have brand new Speaking of Strange shows for you every Saturday for the next few months. Obviously, you know, there are always little events and things that come up that might cause issues, but we're gonna do our best. So be sure to keep tuning in Saturday nights, 9 p.m. East Coast time, and you can listen to the live stream at WWNC.com, or you can go to SpeakingOfStrange.com for podcasts that go back quite a ways. And while you're there, click links to all of our fun stuff and go check out some of the wild pictures and other things posted at joshuapwarren.com. So here we go, the last few stories of the night. A lot of people are applying for jobs right now, well, and they're doing so via email on the computer. You better be careful, if that's you, before you hit that send button, because you can't take it back. A Texas workforce solutions company in Dallas received a job application by email from a man who apparently had a nice application, but also attached a picture of his penis.
Did I do that again?
This got out, and they say, well, I think I know why he can't find a job. As a matter of fact, the man ended up being charged with an obscene display and distribution, and this is not the first time such weirdness has happened. People attach pictures all the time to important emails that they don't mean to attach. So, again, you better be careful. It just takes one slip-up to cause a lot of problems. Next story. This comes to us from Virginia. They say yoga can increase your sex drive, but this is a bit ridiculous. A 68-year-old man was practicing yoga at a national park in Virginia. He was allegedly waving his arms wildly and masturbating. Two female visitors to the Mount Vernon Trail complained that he was holding a yoga pose before assuming his next position. And then after doing this, he actually found a dead animal's carcass and started throwing it around, chucking it at passing cars. The women reported this, went back, and he was still resuming his yoga and masturbating. The guy was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and obscene acts.
Where were these women? Where were they watching this guy from?
Well, apparently he was off of a trail there, the Mount Vernon Trail in Virginia. And the last story, you know, you always get the craziest stuff from Africa. Here's how desperate some of these folks are to be rich. A man from Malawi has been hospitalized. He met some mystics and business persons who told him the best way to become super rich was to sacrifice parts of his body to the beasts of nature. So he was instructed to go out to the Zambian bush and to lie there naked and let a hyena come up to him. The hyena first started eating his toes and then quickly moved up and devoured his genitals. The man was taken to the hospital, and he was happy and optimistic. He said, even if I've lost some important parts of my body, that's fine. I still want to get rich. People will know me now all over the world and want to be my business partner. Well, not me. And so if that's what it takes to be rich, I'm very happy to maintain poverty. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to see you try to cross the floor.